a big win for Growen Farm employees. The recent decision by the California Supreme Court upholding the earlier decision by the 5th District Court of Appeals ordering the California Agricultural Labor Relations Board to count the employee ballots, which were cast in November 2013's decertification election, must stand and the votes must be counted. Now, there is a concern that if indeed the ALRB finally counts the votes, they may challenge some of the votes for any unnecessary reason. We're speaking with Dan Garawan, the co-owner of Garawan Farms, a major tree fruit operation based in Reedley.
If the quantity of challenged ballot has the potential to be outcome determinative, then those challenged ballots will be gone through and resolved, which could be a very long process. And we know that's a process that ALRB will try everything they do to throw monkey wrenches into. But if the count of the vote is such that the challenge ballots would not be outcome determinative, then those challenge ballots won't be dipped into.
Dan Garawan explains why there could be many challenge ballots. And of course, this won't be a surprise to any of you listening. The LRB intimidated the farm workers the night of the voting. And these are new revelations. Dan Garawan.
There are so many of them simply because the night before the election, Silas Shawver at ALRB wanted to make sure he had a huge quantity of challenge ballots. And so he essentially targeted particular work crews, and with no evidence whatsoever, as they arrived at the polling place, he had them herded aside to have their identification shown and to interrogate them. This was for two reasons. Number one, to intimidate the workers so that word would spread back out to the field that if you go vote, the ALRB will demand your ID, and that would hopefully intimidate workers from even voting. And then the second reason was so he could have hundreds of challenged ballots without a reason for this particular purpose right now, so they could always have these challenged ballots in case they needed them.
So there didn't have to be any reason to challenge the ballots, huh?
The ballot is challenged because he decided to have them as challenged ballots because UFW challenged them. There's not really a valid reason other than UFW said they didn't like these particular crews.
And Dan, they require two valid IDs?
ALRB demands two sources of ID from Latino immigrant farm workers.
Aren't these the very people that the ALRB should, well, really, they should protect?
Which they aren't. One of the officials running the election was Jessica Arciniega, who received her law degree from UFW, from an intern UFW law degree program, who had marched with UFW, who is Facebook friends probably to this day with UFW, and she was Facebook friends with them at the time of the election, and she was the one herding aside the workers. This is who ALRB is.
Well, Dan, it's amazing that Silas Shawver required two IDs from these Garawan Farm employees when they came to cast their ballots.
And his agency was asking the workers they herded aside for two ID. Not all the workers, but just the ones he herded aside.
So, Dan, you're truly predicting some challenge ballots, which could be a problem, huh?
Well, yeah, obviously ALRB will try to continue to drag their feet and not give the workers their answer. But it may not happen. I mean, the count may go through. This whole thing could be over. It's hard to know. But what is for sure is ALRB will stop at nothing to try to make sure the workers never have a choice, because they have stopped at nothing. No matter how many protests, no matter whatever is in the workers' best interest, they don't care. Their whole thing is to revive UFW, and they do not care about the workers whatsoever. Never have, actually. And let's not forget that the contract the ALRB tried to force on our employees would have lowered their take-home pay. That is a fact. That's an undisputed fact. ALRB wanted to force a contract on our employees that would have lowered their take-home pay. They don't deny it. It was about reviving a dying union.
Decreasing their pay is one reason to reject a union. But also, we have the fact that Garawan Farms takes care of their employees.
Exactly. Farm workers should have a choice like anyone else. We are not anti-union. We have never told our employees, don't choose UFW. From the start, it's been clear. We just want them to have a choice, like regular people do, like everyone else in this country does. Only in the ALRB system do you have this forced unionization, this forced contracting system. Nowhere else in California, nowhere else in the nation. Only in California, under the ALRB.
That was Dan Garawan, co-owner of Garawan Farming, regarding the recent decision by the California Supreme Court upholding an earlier decision of the 5th District Court of Appeal requiring the Agricultural Labor Relations Board to count the employee ballots cast in November 2013.